listener production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with a special news update. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is in Brisbane today to make a significant announcement regarding our country's future, and I spoke exclusively with him earlier. Albo has unveiled the Future Made in Australia Act, offering taxpayer cash to boost clean energy and manufacturing.
We need to make more things here to create jobs and opportunities here to seize the opportunities which are there.
Now, here's what he had to say when I asked about how it would directly impact Queenslanders.
Queensland's well positioned to benefit from the new jobs and new economies of the future. A future with cleaner, cheaper energy, powering manufacturing jobs, producing green aluminium, green steel, taking advantage of the resources that Queensland has, both above the ground and in the sky. I am incredibly optimistic about Australia's future. We're in a race for a new generation of jobs and opportunities, and Australia has to be in it to win it.
I also asked his views on the state government's $62 billion energy and jobs plan, which includes a target of 70% renewables by 2032.
The Queensland government's energy and jobs plan is one that is consistent with the federal government's approach through our National Reconstruction Fund, through our support for new industries and new jobs here in Queensland. Queensland is well positioned to take advantage of the opportunities that will be there in coming years and indeed in coming decades.
And I also couldn't help myself but ask him about rumours of a coaching change at the South Sydney Rabbitohs NRL club. And PM, I've got to ask you, as a Queenslander, while I've got you on the phone, do you think Mal Meninga would be a good Souths coach?
Well, I think that Jason Demetrio has the job, and I'm looking forward to him turning around South's fortunes on the weekend and a win against Cronulla.
Jason's future hangs in the balance after a string of losses, and reports suggest Queensland's Mal Meninga could be brought in to lead the disgruntled squad.